I supposed to say something to do something. Is that right? Okay. You've heard the story about Jonah and the whale. You've heard the story about Noah and the ark. How many have ever heard a story about David and Goliath? Which one is your favorite? David and Goliath. Thank you. Because that's what we're going to do. David and Goliath. Okay. Now let me tell you the story, and then I'm going to get a little friend to help me tell it again, and he's going to tell it his way. Okay? You know the story. David was a little shepherd boy who had a sling. That's like a bow and like a slingshot, only it was on strings, and he'd let loose of one end of it, and a stone would go through the air. He also had a shepherd's staff, and he was a young boy, a young teenager, I would say, and he was sent by his father to come into the Israelite camp so that he might bring provisions for his brothers who were in the Israelite army. And while he was there, he heard this commotion going on. There was a giant of a man named Goliath, who was of the Philistine army. And he challenged Saul, who was the head of the army. He was the king. Either Saul or any one of the Israelite army to come out and do battle with him, because he was a man of war. And of course, everybody knows how the story goes, do you? You know how it goes? What does David do? Does he win? All right. So that's all I'm going to give you right now. But there's a real important lesson to this story that we're going to learn at the very end of it. So I'm going to bring my little friend out now, and his name is Bucky, and he's going to help tell the story. Now, he's sleeping right now. He loves to sleep in the suitcase. I never tried it myself. But he does, and here he is. And I'm going to bring him out. And here he is. Hey, Bucky, how you doing? I'm doing good. Where are we? We're in a Methodist church. What are you doing here? You're a heathen. No, I'm not. I'm not a heathen. I tell you what, we're here. We're here to tell a story about David and Goliath. David and Gahu? David and Goliath. Oh, yeah, I know the story. You do know the story. Okay, then you can help me tell it. I'll tell you what we do. You know, I've done this with you before in other stories, that you play a part, and I'll tell the story. And I think you would be good to be, since you're small, you could be David. Okay, let's do it. All right. So, David, that's you. Yeah, I know. Go on. Go ahead. All right, I'm going to go. Just be patient. He goes into the Israelite camp, and he hears this commotion, see, about this man of war who comes out and wants to do battle with King Saul. And I'll tell you what. You do David, and since you know the story, yeah, go ahead. Then you do what David, you say what David says, and I'll tell the story as we go along. Let's do it. All right, here we go. You see, King Saul, he doesn't want to battle Goliath. And so, David, that's you. I know it. He goes in to King Saul, and he says to King Saul, Bucky, what? If you're going to play the part of David, then you don't know the story. I don't. You know, you do that to me all the time. Every time we tell a story, you say, I know it. And then we get to the story, you don't know the story. Don't get testy. All right. I'll have to give you the words. Well, you're always putting words in my mouth anyway. So go ahead. All right, here we go. You go into King Saul and you say, King Saul. King Saul! Not so loud. Not so loud! No. Keep it down. Keep it down. You don't need to talk so loud. I don't. He's not hard of hearing. They're not hard, and I'm not hard of hearing. So let's do it right now. You go in, you say, King Saul, King Saul. Now that's better. Now that's that. No. You say, King Saul, I will go and fight Goliath for you. I will go, say what? I will go and fight Goliath for you. Oh, no, you don't. What do you mean? No, I don't. You're not going to get me to fight that giant. He is a giant, you're right. But listen, I know the story. It's going to be all right because you're going to win the battle. I know the story. I know just how it comes out. You do. Okay, well, let's go. All right, you go in and you say, he says, you say, King Saul, I will go and fight Goliath for you. King Saul, I will go and fight Goliath for you, All right, so what you do is you go down to the brook and you take up some stones for your sling. Is that right? And you get out there. And you look up at him. Oh, look at the size of that fella. My goodness, he's 9 feet tall. Are you nervous? Yeah. Don't be nervous. I told you, you're going to win the battle. Okay, go ahead. But you don't be nervous. But you see, he's got guns and Uzis, and he's got shields and everything like that. Don't worry. You got a sling. Well, la-dee-da. He's got all that stuff, and I got my arm in a sling. No, it's not that. It's a sling. It's like a weapon. It is. And you take and you put a stone in that sling, see? Okay? And then you take and you whirl it over. Wait a minute. You know what he just said? What did he say? He said, am I a dog that you should come after me with sticks? See, you had that little shepherd's crook. I ain't no crook. No, you have the shepherd's crook, and you have a sling. He's got all that, and I got a sling. Yeah, but anyway, you take that sling, and you whirl it over your head like this. You know, just keep whirling it. What are you doing? Unwhirling the sling over my head. All right, go ahead now. And you let that stone go, and it gets right in his forehead. Well, that had never entered my mind. And when it does, he falls to the ground. Tender! What are you doing now? I'm doing a sound effect. You hit him in the head, he falls to the ground. Go ahead, get him down there. Tinder! There he lies. You got him. You won, Buck. You're not afraid. You're not afraid. You are a great warrior, even though you're a little shepherd lad. You are so good. What are you doing up there? Listen, Pride goes before a fall now. Listen, what are you going to do now? I don't know. You go over to him, and you reach down, and you grab his sword. Two hands? Oh, yes, yes. I mean, he's a giant, 9 feet tall. That's a big sword. And then you raise it up over your head, and you cut his head off. Get out of here. Tacky, tacky, tacky. Well, Bucky, the point is, you won the battle. You did. And now he is gone because he defied the God, the one true God, and you take his head and you carry it to Saul. What is he going to do with that? I don't know, but you're going to show that you won the battle. I did, didn't I? Yes, you did. You won the battle. Now, there's a moral to the story. Yeah, and I can tell the moral to the story in one word. One word, what's that? Duck! That's not it. The moral of the story, boys and girls, is this. The moral of the story is, as David himself said, you come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. He shall deliver you into my hands, and the birds of the air will eat your flesh today. Because, and here's the moral, the victory, the battle is the Lord's. You see, boys and girls, a lot of giants come into our lives. Sometimes they're little giants, sometimes they're big giants. Might be some problems. You might have anger in you. You might be full of pride. And these things take over like giants in your life. And the way they are defeated is by putting your faith and your confidence and your trust in the Lord. Because you see, the secret is the battle is won by the Lord. Is that a good story? All right, you know what I always do, or he does, because he knows what he's going to. See, he's starting to do it already. We have prayer to close with. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the blessings of your Spirit and the joy that we have as your children, and for the victories that we win when we let you do the battle in our lives. And so we trust you as we put ourselves in your hands. Lead us in life, O Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, good night. Good, good, good. I just got through talking with one group and I told them a story. I may tell you the same story if you're a different group. You are a different group, aren't you? I know you look different than the other one, and so do you, and so do you, and so on. Okay, you've heard of Adam and Eve. You've heard of Abraham and Isaac. Noah and the Ark. Jonah and the whale. Well, you know, there's always a lesson in each one of these. For instance, there's a lesson of obedience in Adam and Eve, and also an obedience and grace of God in Noah and the Ark, and Jonah and the whale. He was disobedient at first, but then he trusted the Lord. And but the one I'm going to tell you about is one of strength, and this is about David and who? Goliath. How many have heard the story of David and Goliath? You know how the story goes, don't you? David, a little shepherd lad, about a teenager, he came to the camp of the Israelites because he was sent there by his father to bring provisions for his brothers who were in the Israelite army, and they were on one side of the mountain, And on the other side, the valley in between, was the Philistine army. And in the Philistine army, there was one giant of a man who was 9 feet tall. Now you stop and think that some of the real tall basketball players are about 7 feet. And you can add 2 more feet onto that and you have Goliath. Goliath was a man of war. He had all kinds of armor on him and a shield and a sword. And he was a man of war, and he would come out every day to challenge King Saul and the Israelite army that if they would send it, King Saul would come, or anyone would come, any soldier would come to do battle with this giant. Well, I don't know who would do that. I mean, here he is dressed in full armor, and he's big and strong, 9 feet tall, a man of war. Nobody wanted to do it. But young David, he said, well, I'll go. And King Saul agreed to it. He put the armor on little David. It was too big. He said, I can't wear that. I can't even move around with that. So all he had was his staff and his sling. And he went out to face the giant. And you know the story. He looks up and he sees the giant, and the giant looks down at him and he's disdained. He's upset. He says, am I a dog that you come after me with sticks? That's the shepherd's staff that he had. He said, the birds of the air will eat your flesh this day. Little David says, no. He said, no, he said, God is going to give you into my hands, and the birds of the air will eat the flesh from your bones this day. Well, I have a little friend who I have with me, and his name is Bucky. And we have told different stories, like about Jonah and the whale and different ones. And of course, we're doing David and Goliath today. And he's going to help me, and he's going to probably tell it in a different way, but I'm going to get him to help me tell it. And his name is Bucky. I introduce you to Bucky. Here is Bucky. Okay, Bucky, here we are. Well, where are we? We're in the Methodist Church in Turbyville. Good. I am so glad to be with you here today. What are we going to do? We're going to do a story. You know, we've done stories a lot of times, and we're going to do this story about David and Goliath. David and who? David and Goliath. And you're going to help me tell the story. Because, you know, you've done this with me before. We've told stories, and we're going to do the story of David and Goliath. And we're going to play parts. I'll tell the story, and I know you love to get into a story, and it feels real good to you. It really gets you get right into it. You feel like you're part of it. Well, that's good acting, you know. I know it's good acting, and you're a good actor. I know it. Well, pride gets to you, too. All right, so you're going to be, because you're small and a young lad, you're going to play the part of David. Okay. And then well, you know how the story goes. Oh, yeah, I know the story well. Put your hat on. You know the story well? Yes, I do. All right, then. Okay, we're going to tell the story. And you go into King Saul, and you say to King Saul, Bucky, what? I thought you said you know the story. I did? Yes, you did. You said, I know the story. I know the story well. And how are we going to tell it? If you don't know it and you're going to be David, how are you going to tell the story? You do this to me all the time. Every story we have, you say, I know the story. I know the story. You don't know the story at all. Don't get testy. All right. I'll tell you, the only way we can do it is for me to give you the words to say. Well, you're always putting words in my mouth anyway. Well, that's true. Okay, now, you go into King Saul, and you say to King Saul, this is what you say. You say, King Saul, King Saul! Not so loud. Not so loud! No. You say, King Saul, I will go and fight Goliath for you. King Saul, I will go. Say what? I will go and fight Goliath for you. Oh, no, you don't. I don't know the story, but I know he's a giant. He is. 9 feet tall. Yeah. And you want me to go fight him? There he is, with guns and tanks and armor and a shield and a sword. Bucky, don't worry. Not to worry, not to worry. That's all you say. No, don't worry, because I know how the story turns out. You do. And the story's going to turn out right. It's going to turn out good. You don't have to worry about it. Everything's going to go well. And that's the way it goes. Everything's going to be good. Well, okay. You sure? I'm sure. So you go in and you say, King Saul, I will go and fight Goliath for you. King Saul, I will go and fight Goliath for you. Here I go. Here I go. This is not a musical, you know. This is a very serious story. Keep your hat on. And so you don't need to worry, because everything's going to be all right. So you go out and you walk down to the edge of the, halfway down the hill, and you're looking across the valley. And there, oh my goodness, what you turn around for, boys and girls? There he is, the giant Goliath. Look at him, how big he is. He's tall. He's 9 feet tall. Bucky, what? Are you nervous? Yeah. Don't be nervous, because you're going to win the battle. You sure? You're going to win the battle. I know, because I know the story, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. So he comes there, and here he is, because you got a weapon too, you know. I do. Yeah, you got a weapon. I mean, he's got tanks and guns and all that stuff. And what kind of weapon do I have? You have a sling. Well, la-dee-da. Here I am. He got all that weaponry, and I got my arm in a sling. No, that's not it. The sling is a weapon. It's like a slingshot. You put the stone in it, and you go around your head like this, and you throw the stone. And it wins the battle. Well, let's get on with it. I'm going to be okay. You're going to be okay. All right, now, get ready. Okay, I want to do the sound effects. You want to do the sound effects? Yeah. All right, take the sling now, and you whoosh it over your head, you know, and you turn it around several times to get an aim, just like that. What are you doing? I got the sling going over my head to get the giant. All right, get him down to the ground. So you throw the stone that goes from the sling, and it embeds right in his forehead. That would have never entered my mind. And he falls to the ground. Tinder! Now, what is that? What are you doing? That's a giant falling to the ground. That's the worst sound effects I ever heard. JD, what? Have you ever heard a giant fall to the ground before? Why, no. Well, then how do you know that isn't the way it sounds? All right, get him down there. So you hit him, and he falls to the ground. Tinder! And there he lays. You won the battle. You see, I told you, you had nothing to worry about. You were going to win the battle because you are God's man at this time. You are in God's hand, and God is winning the battle, and you are good, but get down here. You know what? Pride goes before a fall. Yeah, so does a sling. A giant. Yeah, there he is. All right, you won the battle, so the battle is over, and you won. Bucky, you won. I did, didn't I? I'm the hero. I'm the hero. Well, don't get too puffed up, but listen. There's a moral to the story. Yes, I know, and I can tell you in one word. You're going to tell me the moral of this story in one word? Yeah, what is it? Duck! No, it's not duck. The moral of the story, boys and girls, and dear elderly people, because you love, some of you look as old as I. No, you don't look that old. But anyway, the moral of the story is simply this. David gave the moral of the story when he said, this day, the battle is the Lord's. You will be the one that the birds will eat the flesh from your bones this day, because the battle is the Lord's. Now remember that. Because sometimes as you go through life, there's going to be some real giants that come into your life. They may be little things that happen. There may be some real things that really you don't think, or some people don't think, is so important, but they are to you. It might be your temper. Can be a giant in your life. It might be pride, like this guy here. Cut it out. I know. Or it might be just, you know, jealousy or whatever it is. And things come into your life and you have to control them. So what do? You say the battle's the Lord's. Put your faith and put your trust and give your heart to the Lord Jesus, and he will win the battle for you. Okay? Now what do we do after a story like that? Bucky will tell us what to do. We pray. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the blessings of your Spirit, the fellowship that you give us. Bless these children, O Lord, and bless these, all of us that are here, that we might put our faith in you and trust in you and allow you to win the battles for us, because the battle is the Lord's. And we'll give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for this time together and the lesson we've learned. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, goodbye now. Goodbye. You can go. I don't know where you're going, but you can go.